Baker is good enough for me.
I'm happy to have you. All right, look, I can't leave this guy on hold. On the hotline, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you don't come out and see him this Friday and Saturday, don't even worry about the fact that I'm there, okay? Sure, it's a bonus. But if you don't come see him at Snappers in Palm Harbor, which, look, to be dead honest, I can't believe he's playing Snappers in Palm Harbor. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're very...
It's a fine club. What are you talking about?
I love it. But, man, we're very lucky to have Kevin Farley. He's on the hotline. Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, that scares me. I mean, is this place all right? I mean,
no. It's awesome, Kevin. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's one of my favorite clubs, to be dead honest with you. It's just, you know, it's a smaller, I think it holds about 120 people, you know, but it's always packed and the crowds are awesome. So
good sushi, too.
Ooh, they got good food. They do got good food, yes.
Well, then I'm there, you know. Why not? I'm there for the sushi. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Now, my co-host here, Will, he has claimed he has hung out with you before when you were in St. Pete doing a show. How long ago was that, Will?
Oh, man. Do you remember, Kevin, when you were here at the State Theater? It was called, now it's called the Floridian Social Club. They totally renovated that venue. But it was right on Central Avenue in St. Pete. I would say at least three or four years ago, probably.
Yeah, I was there. I remember St. Pete, that theater. That was crazy, that place.
It was.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I wouldn't say we hung out necessarily, but you did stop and talk to me for a minute, and I got you to do a little sound bite for my podcast that I was, I'm still doing it, but I still use it all the time.
Yeah.
Your voice is on my podcast. Oh, well. Often.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. I remember St. Pete it's a great, I love going to St. Pete. Yeah, we had a good time. That theater that show was crazy. That was fun.
You know, they totally redid that whole place because it was kind of just a dingy kind of punk rock club. A lot of punk bands played there and alternative bands and stuff.
Right, right.
Now it's like, it looks like Goodfellas. And then, you know, the club that they went to in the movie where they all sit down at tables and they had a little stage and they're...
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's what it looks like now. It's kind of neat, but I definitely kind of miss that old feeling that it had.
I played it last month and it was, I felt like I was going to get whacked in the place. It was really cool. So it was nice.
That's a big change from a punk rock place, I guess.
Exactly. So you're coming through. How often are you in Florida, Kevin?
Well, I live here now. I live down in Fort Myers. Yeah.
I kind of heard a little scuttlebutt about it, but I wasn't sure, and that was my way of getting you to tell us. Fort Myers? Wow. I was just down there. So, I just did a couple little gigs down there, too. Wow. Very, very happy that you're in the area. So that's killer.
Was it COVID that was the move, or were you planning on coming down here anyway?
A little of both, but I think that probably pushed me down here. You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like edging that way anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So we did it last year and, you know, we're happy. I mean, we're just it's a lot more laid back. You know, we go out on boats. We do some fishing.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I like it. I love living down here.
Were you in L.A. before?
Yeah, no, well, for like 20 years, and then I moved to New York for like 5.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been bouncing around all over the place, but now I'm down here. No, it's great.
There's been I'm
enjoying it.
Quite a few comedians. Steve Simone moved down here. There was a bunch of, who was it?
Chad Zumach, another
Chad
guy.
Chad Zumach's down here.
I know Chad. Yeah.
Quite a few people have moved down here, and it's kind of a bustling, right. It's done a lot for the comedy scene, I think, as far as picking up speed a little bit. I mean, now you got some real
deal. There's always been a bustling comedy scene down here. You know, there's always been a lot going on down here, but now it's even better.
Yeah, it really is. And look, there's plenty of room for great comics to move down here. I tell them all, you know, everybody I talk to that still is somehow grinding it out in New York and there's still some out there in L.A. too. And, you know, they try to put on a strong face. They're like, no, everything's fine. You know, I go, look, man, you know, just come on. Everybody's coming here. There's plenty of room. They're building.
Yeah.
They're building like crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, we got room for you. Plenty of gigs. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to be you're going to be at Snappers with me. And this is funny, too. It's like, I'm a big guy, right? And the guy that's emceeing for us, even fatter than me, I think. So he is a big fat ass.
Nice.
Yeah, his name's David Wayne. He has a birthmark that looks like a hairy little brother on his chest. It's very scary.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we're going to have, you know, probably good, you know, 1,200 pounds worth of comedy for everybody every night. So it's going to be
it's going to be
a blast. What can people expect?
Comedy was served by the pound, this is, you know, going to be a really good show.
It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah, because I'm not exactly light.
I know. Now, I've seen your stand-up, and I love it. Will's obviously seen it. Now, people, you know, obviously they see you and they recognize you because of your family fame. And what can they expect from you, you know, Friday and Saturday as far as stand-up goes? You know, like, because I've had people say, is he dirty? Is he crazy? Is he going to do a cartwheel? What's this guy? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think sometimes they expect me to do cartwheels because Chris did cartwheels all the time.
Right.
No, I'm not going to do any cartwheels on stage. No. So if you're buying a ticket to see me do a cartwheel, no, I will not. I will disappoint you.
Oh, no.
But I am going to talk a little bit about my life, you know, moving down here and some of the stuff that happened in COVID and you know, just things going on in my life, you know, and a lot of just observational stuff and relationship stuff and, you know, that kind of thing. But no, I'm not going to do any like acrobatics, you know. I could do finger acrobatics. That's about it.
Trust me, man. I hurt my knee eating soup the other day. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, it's not happening for me.
Right.
Yeah. So, you got a lot of other stuff going on too. I'd love to talk about, like, you know, you have this football show, and I thought it was so funny when I found out that you do a football show called Offsides, and.
You're right. It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm subscribing to it right now. I'm super super excited about it. And it was so funny when you said it, because I go, that's funny, because I just won a local award for my internet radio show called Out of Bounds. And it's about it's a Buccaneer.
Isn't that funny?
It's a Buccaneer show, yeah. And I was like, get out of here. So, yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And you're in Fort Myers. Man, we're practically brothers. Yeah. This is crazy.
Kevin, are you a Bucs fan now?
I'm a Bucs fan now. I'm down here. The guy that's on our show, Ed Gantz, used to be a Buccaneer. He was a wide receiver for many years.
I know who he is. Get out of here. Yes. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah, he's on our show. He does our show with Leo Berman, my stepson, and so it's a football from a perspective of a 16-year-old, an ex pro, and then a stand up comic. So,
oh my God,
we talk about the weekly games. We talk about some of the games that went on during the weekend, it's fun. I love it.
That is incredible. I also do a show on this station on Sundays. It's a fantasy football show I host called Bone Fantasy Live. Man, in Fort Myers, the station comes in crystal clear in Fort Myers. If you ever want to join us, I'd love to have you on for some fantasy football talk anytime you want.
Hey, listen, I love fantasy football. I get super distracted by that, but yeah, for sure. I love fantasy football.
Man, that's amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about this whole COVID thing. You know, I know you're going to talk about it on stage, but we talk about it all the time. You know, it's like, you know, you try to find a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. You try to find some humor in all the darkness, and that's what we do as stand-up comics. What was the craziest part for you, you know, between moving from New York and coming down here and trying to figure out when and where and how to get back on stage? What was the craziest part for you?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know. I think it was really just, when we were in New York and then everything shut down and it got real serious there. And it was a dark time for everybody. And I think we started to just find ways to laugh without, we couldn't get on stage, but we, you know, try to be creative. I wrote a book and I did all kinds of stuff to try to stay creative. And I just wrote a new act, you know, while I was doing nothing. So it was good for that reason, but it was bad just because I was completely nervous all the time. You know, everybody was. Yeah, so that is a weird. It was a weird, ugly time, you know. And I'm glad. I'm kind of glad we see, you know, the numbers are dropping and everybody's sort of breathing a little bit easier, but not. You know, you just got to get vaccinated. And you know how it is. but everybody went through. It's the one thing, everybody went through the same thing. So that was kind of weird, like everyone going through the same thing at the same time. You know, that was kind of, that's very rare, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I remember how crazy it was at the beginning. It was like, you know, we were washing our hands like every 2 seconds, and it was just, I mean, I was scared to go to the grocery store. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, God, you know, especially,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're like, you know, if you're fat, you'll die in, you know, in like a minute. You know, I was like, oh, you know, so I was like, should I send like a skinny Instacart person to get all my stuff, you know? So, it was nuts. And I guess we just learned to kind of roll with the punches. And now comedy is, I mean, it really didn't slow down for long in Florida. We were back to full shows within like 3 months. But
I know, that's the nice thing about Florida. I came down here and it was starting to gear up, you know, pretty quickly. And that was kind of nice, you know. Yeah, I go to other places now where it's much more of a lockdown situation. And I'm kind of shocked because Florida, we've been kind of good for a while now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We it's one of those things where it's like, well, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, you can still stay home. But, you know, if you want to go out and do whatever you need to do, then you're allowed to do that, too. So it's totally on you. Nobody's dragging you out of your house and making you, you know, breathe people's breath, you know. But you can if you want to. Right. You can go out there and kiss somebody right in the mouth, you know. So it's fine.
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Especially in Fort Myers. So you've been doing stand-up. I want people to understand. You've been doing stand-up a long-ass time. I'm like, it's just not like something you just picked up, like, you know, because it was, you know, like, you know, oh, I'm Chris Farley's brother. I think I'll try to stand. You've been doing it a long time. How long exactly have you been on stages doing this?
Boy, I don't know. I think since 2009 or 8, something like that, you know. I was prior to this, I was an actor and an improviser.
Right.
So I was doing a lot of improv shows, you know, and that kind of thing. And so I was on stage a lot of times with other people and doing shows like that way. But I transferred into stand-up just because it seems a lot easier traveling around with five guys. So I started doing stand-up about at the Comedy Store in L.A., you know, probably 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And you've done a lot of sketch stuff. I mean, and a lot of, like you said, movies. Your IMDb credits are crazy. You've done, you know, things across the board with Sandler and everybody else. I mean, were you in Dirty Work?
It's one
of my all-time favorite movies. Yeah, and I remember you being in that. Yeah, you're one of those guys that I like it when you just kind of sneaky pop up on a movie, and I go, oh, look, it's Kevin Farley again. Yeah. So it's nice. I mean,
yeah, I know. I got a lot of those parts where I just, like, all of a sudden there's Kevin Farley, and you're like, oh, wow, there's Kevin Farley again.
Yeah, he's a cop. Oh, wait, no, he's an exterminator. Yeah. What the hell's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What was one of your favorite movies that you did, like one of those parts on?
You know, Dirty Work was one of them. Yeah. You know, it's funny, we just lost, not funny, but we just lost our friend Norm. And I was out on the road with Norm. Norm actually taught me how to do stand-up.
What?
And, you know, yeah, I mean, I was opening for him for years, you know. And so, it was an honor to do it. And he put me in Dirty Work, and it was amazing. And, you know, I just miss that guy. God, he was such a huge part of my life.
Were you aware that he kind of kept his diagnosis, I guess, pretty low key? Did he tell you or?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was on the road with him and he never said anything. Wow. I think that's just the way he is. Yeah. You know, he always kept things private. He had a certain private life, you know, that he wanted to keep private. And I spent many, many hours with him. He never told any of us. And I think that was just because he didn't want anybody to lead with that, you know.
Right. That's how I, when I read about it, what I took from it was, you know, he felt like his purpose was to make people laugh and make people happy and not to have them stressed out and worried about his private stuff.
Exactly.
And that's super commendable because there's so many people that would want to get that attention grab, and that just wasn't Norm, which was pretty amazing. So
exactly. He was more about the art, more about the thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. And he's one of those guys, like, you know, I think he was one of those people that people loved him, but it was, you know, it's like you don't know what you got until he's gone. I mean, he blew up even bigger after he passed. I mean, these YouTube videos started popping up on every feed. And even I caught myself going, God, I forgot how damn brilliant this guy is. You know what I mean? Like, he's got some of my favorite moments in movies and comedy sketches and even his stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel bad. I felt like I should have been talking about Norm MacDonald more.
My favorite moment of his was when he was on
the... I think we all should. It's
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. When you, do you remember when he was on The View? promoting,
yeah,
and he's talking about the Clinton body count, and Barbara Walters got so mad at him. Oh, it was gorgeous! Right. Yeah, so fun. What about I was a little kid.
I know. Thirsty for that.
Yeah, I was a little kid when that happened. I remember watching it and even laughing my butt off. Even then, I must have been 10, 11 years old at that time.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, so
no, but it's funny how when people pass away. We start to look at like their and how much they had an impact, and it's always so sad because it's like, well, why didn't we do this when he was alive?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. And I was, you know, I felt that way about so many people. Like, you know, you tour with Norm. Ralphie May was a guy I opened for a long time, and we got really really close, and he opened a lot of doors for me too, and I would have never known what it was like to work a theater, you know, full of people without him. And it was the same thing. Yeah. It's like, I didn't even think, you know, like, you know, I talked to him 3 days before it happened. I didn't expect it. And it was just, you know what I mean? But he's still legendary. People still, you know, talk about him, everything else. And so I guess, you know, we gotta make the best while we're here, Kevo. I didn't mean to make this sad. Jesus,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
My point is, come out and see us this Friday and Saturday at Snappers, everybody, before we die, please.
Before we die,
I'm a bacon cheese sandwich away from it, man. Come on, let's just do it.
No.
I'm kidding, dude. I am so looking forward to this weekend with you. When Paul over there at Snappers, he messaged me and asked me if I wanted to middle with you, I jumped all over it. I immediately put it in my calendar. I'm super excited about it. So I can't wait. We're gonna have a great weekend at a great club. And I'm gonna go now and start watching. Offsides, this YouTube show about football with you and this is all right up my alley. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're shooting one right now, so we'll have it up pretty soon.
Awesome. All right. Well, I will let you go. I will see you this weekend. Will, do you have anything else for Kevin Farley?
I just want to know, Kev, since you're into football and I guess you're a Bucks fan now. I'm assuming you're a Green Bay Packers fan. I know you're from, you know, that area.
Yeah.
Growing up. What is your prediction? I know it's a little early, but for the Super Bowl matchup coming up.
Oh yeah.
Well, it probably can't be the Bucks and the Packers, right? No. So I would say Packers, I don't know. Yeah, the Packers are looking good. But how about Packers Rams, maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll happen.
NFC Championship action. I don't know. Yeah, they're in the NFC. Yeah, they can't have two NFCs.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. So maybe Ravens.
Okay.
Ravens. Packers.
Ravens. Packers. All right. All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, it might be the Bengals. They whooped up on the Ravens the other day. So who knows?
The Bengals are looking good. They're looking good.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, thanks a lot, dude. I know you got to go record the YouTube show. We'll see you Friday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. SnappersComedyGrill.com. Come out and see Kevin Farley. And you get to see me opening for him. And big fat David Wayne will be hosting the whole thing with his big...